Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called How to Raise Your Prices Without Losing Your First Customers. Now let's dive in. You're undercharging because you're terrified of losing customers. But here's the brutal truth. Cheap pricing is killing your business faster than losing a few bargain hunters ever could. When we start with low prices out of fear, we're not just leaving money on the table, we're training our market to devalue what we do. The first strategy is the price anchor method. Always present your new price alongside a higher premium option first. Customers judge value relatively, not absolutely. If you're raising from $100 to $150, introduce a $250 option first, then position $150 as the popular choice. This psychological anchoring makes your target price feel reasonable by comparison. Next is the grandfathering bridge. Keep existing customers at current rates for 60 to 90 days while new customers pay higher prices. This creates urgency for prospects and builds loyalty with current clients. Research shows 73% of customers accept price increases when given advance notice and transition time. The third principle is value stack before price reveal. Add one small bonus or improvement to justify the increase. Lead with what's new and better before mentioning price changes. Frame it as evolution, not just inflation. Let me share Sarah's story. She charged $25 per hour for bookkeeping, barely covering costs. Instead of simply raising prices, Sarah introduced three tiers: basic at $40, standard at $60, premium at $85. She told existing clients about the new structure and offered a 90-day grace period at old rates. She added a monthly financial summary report to justify the increase. Sarah lost only 2 out of 15 clients but increased revenue by 140%. The insight? The clients she lost were her most demanding, least profitable ones anyway. Here's your actionable takeaway, the 48-hour price test. Pick your next 3 prospects and quote your new higher price. If all 3 say yes immediately, you're still too cheap. If all 3 say no, you jump too high too fast. The sweet spot is 1 yes, 1 no, 1 maybe. This removes guesswork and gives you real market feedback before committing to new pricing across your entire business. Remember, customers who only choose you for low prices will leave you for lower prices. Build a business that attracts people who value what you do, not just what you cost. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.